You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We've got a great conversation today with somebody from Austin, Texas, who's going to tell us all about what's going on in Austin. Since I grew up in Texas, I'm eager to hear. This is Dennis Dix from, he's a founder and COO of Serity. So welcome, Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. So, yes, it's a nice humid day here in Austin, Texas. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how Austin is reacting to this, not just the late unpleasantness, but the current unpleasantness.
You know, I imagine, I haven't been to Southern California. I imagine it's very, very similar. I live right here downtown Austin, and usually these streets are bustling with people. Right around the corner is the Austin Convention Center, 6th Street, which is a notorious nightlife for all of the live music that Austin likes to talk about. I can literally see it out the window over here. It's quiet. Quiet. You know, I don't hear music at night. I don't see people. The restaurants are starting to reopen, but the bars have been reclosed here. So things are quiet. I imagine it's very similar there in Southern California, but I don't know.
Yeah, very similar. So tell us a little bit about what Serity does.
Sure. So Serity actually started about 2.5-3 years ago. We're actually a wholly owned subsidiary of a publicly traded company called Employers. Employers specializes in workers' compensation insurance. And back in the summer of 2017, our board of directors asked a group of us to go out and do a little bit of research. And really what we wanted to determine was whether or not the time was right for small businesses to start purchasing insurance directly online. So if we think a little bit about the personal lines of insurance, right? So automobile insurance as an example. Many, but not all of us, feel comfortable with the idea of going online to one of the many insurance companies that we see advertised before the Super Bowl and purchasing insurance online for our automobiles. So the personal lines insurance, 20 years ago, they really made a push toward this direct-to-consumer purchasing model. And many of the large insurance companies believe it's just a matter of time before that pendulum swings for the small business owners as well. As we make the process simpler, as we make it more intuitive and automated, as we introduce data and analytics to the purchasing experience, we can remove the agent, we can demystify the purchasing experience, and small business owners will be able to purchase direct and have a better experience and, frankly, save money. So about 2.5 years ago, we set off to build that, and so we did. And so our specialty is workers' compensation insurance, and for your listeners in Southern California, I assure you that those rates are very high, and it's probably a large portion of their insurance expense in all of California, but Southern in particular. We also do other business insurance as well, so general liability, property insurance, endorsements for those types of coverages as well, so BOPs and things of that nature. So we started, we built from scratch, so everything that we do is completely modern. There's nothing legacy about us. We launched in January of 2019 in one state with 5 types of businesses that we could cover. We spent most of last year expanding our reach, so we now can operate in 44 plus District of Columbia, so 45 jurisdictions. We've added from about 5 classes of business up to about 140 classes of business. So everything that we do is what I call Main Street business. My definition of Main Street business is perhaps it's a podcaster. Perhaps it's a marketing consultant or a technology consultant. It's an accountant, a lawyer, a medical professional, a veterinarian, a restaurant owner, an accountant, a lawyer. There are lots of different things that I consider to be Main Street business. Small businesses, 25 and less, that's what we do. We do some contract work, landscapers and light manufacturing, things like that. And as our algorithms and as our systems and processes get more and more intelligent, we will expand into other types of business. Our goal is to be able to help all business, small business owners nationwide by the end of this year.
All right. So tell me, what is it that you offer that business owners, small business owners in Southern California would find attractive?
You know, anecdotally, if you were to walk up to anyone, really, doesn't even have to be a small business owner, and you said, do you like your insurance company? Do you think you're getting value from your insurance company? Most people, the data and the research suggests that most people actually think they don't trust their insurance company. They think, you know, when they have a claim, it's going to be denied. There's going to be an issue. They expect there to be a problem when they file a claim. All of us have that in our, we're sort of wired that way. And the truth is they're not entirely wrong. We actually think that the insurance industry for small business is broken. It's not designed for small business. It's not designed for 5 employees or 10 employees or 15 employees. The large insurance companies are really designed for those hundreds, 500,000 employee companies. If you think about the way the industry is built, there's layers of protection. So a small business owner running, I'm just going to use a restaurant as an example. They wake up every day, their passion is to cook good food and serve it to people. That's what they do. That's what they want to be good at. What they're up against from the insurance perspective, the regulators, the lawyers, the lobbyists, the insurance companies themselves, all of that is really designed to protect the insurance institution. We make it really difficult to understand a policy, right? Most people have never read one. We've tried to simplify that. So for example, our application process, we use plain language throughout the entire process. So we don't use jargon, we don't use insurance terms. We speak in language that you and I would use every day. When you get to the end and you purchase a policy, we call it our policy in plain speak. It's one page. This is all you need to know. This is all you need to worry about. You don't have to worry about page 36 and whether subparagraph 6, you know, has some language in it that you need to be aware of. We've demystified that process altogether. We really do try to keep it simple. The biggest benefit to your listeners is really going to be price. In Southern California, small business owners pay the proverbial arm and a leg for insurance. Now, there's many, many reasons why. One of them that I think you might find surprising, some insurance agents in California are getting up to 30% commission for selling an insurance policy, a work comp policy. So think about that. It's not uncommon for a small business in Southern California to have a $10,000 work comp policy. In fact, they can go significantly higher than that. Mm-hmm. So my question to those small business owners would be, do you believe you're getting $3,000 worth of value from your agent? I think most of them would say no. In fact, a statistic that many don't like me to share, 19 out of 20 small business owners will not file a workers' comp claim this year. So 95% of the small business owners in Southern California that we insure will not have a claim. So not only are they paying these really, really high rates in the state of California, and there's some reasons for that. Some of it goes back to the legal practices, if you will, in Southern California. A lot of lawyers attached to claims down there. Medical costs are high. But some of it is you're paying for agents, and certainly too. We don't have a commission. So our starting point for all of our policies is about 25% lower than our competitors' starting point. Now that's what we consider to be the average price. The other thing that we do differently, we use what's called tiered rating. It's a term that you don't need to understand, but what it means is this. If you have a history of being safe, you actually will pay significantly less than the average, right? So if you're one of those businesses that doesn't have a tremendous amount of claims, instead of getting a rating of a 50, which is average, you might get a rating of, let's say, our average policyholder as a rating of about 25. which means they're going to pay roughly 20% lower than that starting point. So the big advantage for your listeners would be price. The other big advantage is convenience. Your documents are available instantly. Your policy is available instantly. We can get certificates of insurance online. You can call us. You can chat with us. And we have agents, licensed agents, available to help you whenever you need it. One of the many things that we hear when we talk to customers is, you know, I wanted to make a change to my policy, and I called my agent, I left a message, I didn't hear back. Why is that? Well, if you're a $3,000 policy, you don't get a lot of your agent's time and attention. But for us, that's all we do. All of our systems are designed for customers like that. And so when you call us, we answer, we go ahead and give you what you need.
Now, the clients that I have, they're between 20 and 200, between 10 and 250 employees. Is that mm-hmm. your sweet spot?
We wouldn't typically go up to 250. And the way I look at it, the way we think about it is like this. When you're a 250 person organization, you typically have somebody with the title of accounting, right? A chief financial officer, maybe. You have an operations officer. You might have a human resources department. And those are what we would refer to as middle market accounts, meaning the premiums for those size of accounts are going to be significant. So what actually ends up happening is the independent agent is probably the right place for those businesses, because the agents are going to make significant amount of commission. They're going to work really hard to give you the best deal that you can get when you have 50, 100, 250 clients, or employees. But when you're running a 15-person restaurant, maybe it's a franchise, maybe it's a pizza shop, who knows? At the end of the day, you're probably wearing a lot of different hats. You're doing the hiring and firing. You're paying the bills at night. You're ordering the supplies for the kitchen. You're closing out the register at the end of the night. So you're wearing a lot of different hats. And so we tend to think that customer is much more likely to purchase online, whereas that highly personalized white glove is probably much more appropriate for that middle market account.
So what is your sweet spot from?
We say 50 employees or less. Uh-huh. Truthfully, if you look at our book, it's about 25 or less. Is really where we play well, and once you get above that, you really find that there are opportunities for you to work with an agent, and you'll have a little bit better experience. You get a lot more response of when you get above 50.
Uh huh. So clients of mine who have between 10 and you say 25, they should be talking to you.
Absolutely. I mean, we believe we can help. You know, there's things about the industry that are kind of the dirty little secrets. Like, here's a dirty little secret the industry doesn't want you to know about. And I use cable as an analogy, if you'll pardon me for going astray for a second. Many years ago, I bought my house and I called the cable company. Every year in February, they would change from my welcome rate, and they'd jack up the rates every year. And I'd call them and I'd say, I want to cancel. And they'd say, hold on, Mr. Dix, we've got a deal for you. Sign here. You know, we've got a new price. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, sure.
We've all heard this story. So every February, my wife would tease me. She'd say, it's time to call the cable company again. Insurance companies aren't altogether different. And, you know, for many small businesses, it's out of sight, out of mind, right? Nobody in their right mind wants to think about insurance. It's not fun. I do it for a living. I'm telling you, it's not a lot of fun to think about as a small business owner. And so it's out of sight, out of mind. But it's pretty rare that insurance premiums go down. Most of us believe you buy it and it's going to go up a little bit every year, a little bit every year. And typically that's true. With us, we I'm not sure we're allowed to use the expression accident forgiveness. That's probably trademarked. But we look at the last 4 years. So let's say you came to us and you had an accident 4 years ago, four calendar years ago. That would be included in your price. But then at renewal, that claim falls off. And so now we look at the most recent 4 years, no claims. Your rates with us will go down over time. So we try to align ourselves with the best interests of small business. And really what we try to do is to offer the best price, the best value. And so one of the things that we do there is our prices, our algorithm, our pricing algorithm is designed to go down as businesses perform better. And by that, I mean safer.
All right. So now you said you were online, but I also heard you say that you have agents.
Yes. Yeah, so this is, you know, one of the joys of being a startup is we learn things really fast, and we react to it. So, you know, we thought for sure everybody would want to just click here, click here, click here, enter a credit card and be done. And it truly is that simple. But what we found is, this can be a little bit of a stressful process for people. And so although we've always had agents available to help, we never really talked about it, right? So they were here, and when you chatted with someone, you were actually chatting with a licensed agent. But some people were like, I don't know, am I chatting with somebody offshore? I don't know. Hmm. No, they're onshore, they're licensed agents. And they when they answer a question, you can trust that answer. So we're actually elevating and highlighting the fact that, no, we are real people with real licenses, both in terms of our ability to sell, and as well, from an insurance company perspective, as well as at the agent level. So the way insurance works, you have to purchase through an agent. That's just the way it is in the United States.
Right.
So yes, we have agents, but they're paid employees who don't get a commission. So we have zero commission baked into our prices.
All right. Okay. So how would somebody who has less than 50 employees and they want to take a look at how they might save money, what would they do?
Mm-hmm. So the easiest thing to do is to go over to Cerity.com, Cerity, Cerity.com. We like to say it's sincerity without the sin. So go to Cerity.com and you'll click on get a quote. It'll take you through what we call our quote by flow. And you really answer just a handful of questions and you'll have a number on the glass that you can purchase. We actually offer three different ways to pay. So some people want to pay once a year, put in their credit card. It's an annual payment and they're done. The second is monthly installments. Many carriers require you to do 25% down and then three equal payments or something. We allow you to, there's nothing down, and we allow you to spread it out over 12 equal payments if that's easier for you. And then the third way that we allow that to work is through a pay-as-you-go insurance payment method. So in that particular scenario, what we really are doing as we're calculating what we estimate your annual premium to be based on payroll, but then of course we're only going to collect as you actually pay your employees. So you get to the end, you put in your payment method, you click enter, and literally within 4 or 5 seconds you'll have the policy right there. You'll be able to go straight into the portal, print it out, get a certificate of insurance, whatever you need. For many small businesses, they might think, hey, this sounds great, I'm gonna go check it out, but I don't know if I need insurance right now. And what I mean by that is, I have no idea when my insurance policy is up for renewal. I haven't had to think about this for 7 years, okay? In that particular case, you can save the card, come back to it later. The other thing that we encourage people to do, we actually had this scenario happen just a few weeks ago. So the guy came, and actually California, gentleman from California, he came and he got a quote and he bought it, loved the number so much he bought it. Then he called up the Hartford and he canceled his policy. And this is going to get technical for a second, but the Hartford charged him what they call an early termination fee. Insurance terms is called a short rate penalty. We believe that that is completely unfair. It's no longer 1967. We don't need to have these massive penalties due to the paperwork required for canceling a policy. It's the only type of policy that still has one, as far as I know. But he saved so much by switching, even though he had to pay that penalty, he came out ahead. So if you don't want to switch right now, save it, come back later. It costs you nothing to get a quote. We're not going to bug you. We're not going to send you five emails and say, please, please, please. That's just not who we are. And so at the end of the day, it may make sense to switch right away. It may make sense to wait until your policy is up for renewal.
Tell me again, what kind of policy? I heard workman's comp. What else? What other kinds of policies?
Yeah, so we actually offer a BOP, which is a business owner's policy. So I always think about insurance as this sort of this three-legged stool, right? So if you don't have employees, you don't need workers' comp. But most businesses need liability insurance. Some need professional liability also, and there's different flavors there. And then obviously property. So again, I'll go back to my restaurant. If you've got stoves, if you've got furniture and fixtures, you're going to want to insure that property. Many, many years ago, the insurance industry combined those two into a business owner's policy or a BOP. And so you can come to Cerity.com and maybe you don't have employees. We actually have a partner, but everything runs through our website. We have a partner that does the underwriting. They have amazing prices and great service. But it's a very straightforward online application. You'll get a number right then and there. You'll be able to purchase it at the end of that process. And it's all done in plain speed. One of the things I think the industry has done is they've convinced people that it's hard. It's really not that hard. Make no mistake, there are some business types that have substantially more risk than others, where it probably does make a lot of sense for them to have a local agent that they can meet with on a regular basis to talk about changes to their business and the different evolving needs that they may have. But for the most part, small business owners have the ability to do these things on their own. We've simplified it to the point where just about anybody can go through and do this themselves.
Well, let's suppose you have a business owner and his association has said, this is what you need. Mm-hmm. The business owner doesn't know what that is. He just simply says, send me the policy and I'll pay for it. All right, and if he wanted to compare what he has based upon what he was recommended to what you could get for him, what does he do? Send you a copy of the policy or what?
Certainly could. We'd be happy to do that comparison. You know what we hear a lot? We call them ghost policies. I'm going back to workers' comp for just a second. We have a lot of installers, like DirecTV subcontractors. They are required to have workers' comp. You can't insure yourself. So there's actually nobody on the, there's no employees. It's just them. So they end up paying the minimum premium for that policy within the state, whichever state they happen to be in. We get that request a lot, whether maybe they're doing IT consulting. I need to provide a certificate of insurance that shows I have coverage for X. And so we do that all of the time. And it's really straightforward. We're able to generate a COI and get it out literally while you're on the phone. Hmm. Some of that functionality is moving to self-service. But what we found is a lot of us like to do things online. But in this particular case, it's nice to know that you're talking to a professional who's making sure you got exactly what you need straight away. Right. And so that's why we're available. One of the frustrations we hear is, I call my agent and they don't call me back. And that's just not how we operate. We have a member services team whose sole role in life is to make sure that they answer the phone and our customers when they need it.
Well, and like we're learning right now, it doesn't matter where you are, because mm-hmm. we're all going to be on Zoom or telephone.
it's interesting you say that. So we've actually seen more and more people are embracing technology like Zoom, mm-hmm. And more people are getting comfortable transacting over the internet. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for all the right reasons, but it's happening. And so at the end of the day, we're seeing more and more people coming to our website and taking a look. It costs mm-hmm. nothing. There's no obligation. There's no risk. And so they're coming, they're taking a look. So we're seeing more and more people exploring their options with Cerity to see what prices they can get. And frankly, we're seeing a lot of businesses purchasing policies with the implied belief that they're actually saving a significant amount of money.
I assume that you can issue professional liability mm-hmm. and errors and omissions.
we can do all kinds of different endorsements to a BOP policy once the BOP is in place. Certainly, the list is long, right? There are all kinds of different endorsements that we could do to a business owner's policy. And it really just depends, right? The needs of a jeweler are very different than the needs of a retail shop, which are very different from the needs of a lawyer.
Well, that's right. And if you've got a small business owner who's not a professional insurance maven, he doesn't know what he needs. He doesn't know what's available.
Right.
He's depending upon somebody who, as an agent, is talking to him. And so if there's a way to get the adequate coverage, what's necessary, at a substantially less costly policy, why not take a look at it?
You know, that's our perspective. Better service, agents available. They've got the expertise. They're licensed in California. Actually, we're licensed everywhere, but in particular, California. You know, we're available, we're ready to help, and we do offer it at the best price possible. We've not lost a deal on price that I'm aware of.
Well, and I find that right now, one of the things all of my clients are looking at is an entrepreneurial operating system implementer. When I talk to them, you know, they're looking every quarter. We take a look at where are we financially, and they're looking at how do we reduce our expenses right now. Sometimes it has to do with their accountability chart and who's working there, what they need to have and no longer need to have. I had one company that went from $70 million to $40 million in revenue annually. And they had the insight to say, you know, let's go back and look where we were 5 years ago when we were doing $40 million, and let's take a look at our accountability chart and see where we can make it conform to that. It was enormous for them. And this is the kind of thing that they could and should be looking at, is what are some ways to take a look at how we can reduce the cost while still producing the same amount of coverage in our insurance. And if we have a better relationship, it's a sidelight. It's an additional benefit.
Absolutely. Different. You know, I 100% agree, and kudos to that, the example that you just gave. You know, a lot of companies will think about, you know, there are opportunities for us to save money, but insurance doesn't come front of mind. And to be frank, it's not always a large share of the expenses. It depends on the organization. It can be an opportunity for some, right? And when it is, it's certainly worth exploring. You know, I think what went through my mind as you were telling me that example is BOP coverage is typically priced on one of two things. The underlying driver of the price algorithm is usually one of two things. Number one, revenue. Number two, square footage. So in your example, let's assume that they have a BOP policy and it's based on revenue. The underlying pricing is based on revenue. Hey, carrier, we just dropped from 70 to 40. I don't know what they're paying, right? And different carriers use different pricing methods, so it may or may not apply. The point being is when you start to question everything like that and you look at everything, you don't want to leave no stone unturned, there are opportunities. And, you know, if you come to us and talk about it, we're happy to explore what we can do to help in any way.
Well, and in addition, what they're looking at is they've got two warehouses and they're looking at leasing out one space. So that would be a total, something else to add into the place to examine, can we save some money here?
Well, so again, the other way that it gets priced is based on square footage, right? So suddenly that warehouse, we'd have to know a little bit more information here, right? But if you own a restaurant and you're based on square footage and your restaurant is closed, or it's a bar and it's closed, for all intents and purposes, you should be able to reduce the price of that policy. You can always turn it back on, right? If you open that bar up again in 3 weeks, sure, we're back up to 4,000 square feet or whatever. But if you're only running a takeout business instead of a full dine-in service, you should let your carrier know that. And if your agent hasn't reached out to you to talk about those things, and shame on them. Which, yeah, by the way, brings me back to the beginning, which is we believe insurance for small business is broken. Nobody's really looking out for the little guy, and everything is sort of stacked against the little guy. And frankly, we love the little guy, and it's in our DNA to fight some of these things. we're going to go to the regulators and fight for things like transparency on commissions. The real estate agent tells you how much.
So the things that are broken right now, what parts of that are you fixed? Have you fixed so far right now for the small business owner?
Yeah. So right now, what we can fix is the purchasing experience and then the service, right? And then the underlying technology. Everything we do is modern. It's cloud. It's all kinds of acronyms that even I don't fully understand. But at the end of the day, it's super modern and easy to use. Our next fight is at the regulatory level. So, for example, I'll go back to my 30% example. I think people would be surprised to know that. Like, a real estate agent tells you how much commission they're getting.
Right.
A stockbroker tells you how much commission they're getting. A sports agent tells you how much commission they're getting, right?
Right.
And, by the way, all of those agents work for you. Most people are surprised to learn that agents, insurance agents, work for the insurance company. They don't work for the small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
They work for the insurance. So let me get this straight. You work for them and you're making some amount of money that you won't show me or tell me. And so we want to push for transparency, commission transparency. And it's not such a big deal to us, right? We don't have commission. We just don't pay it. And in most instances, it's kind of a moot point. But what if an agent pushes you to buy policy A versus B? What you don't know is maybe they're getting a bigger commission from A. It may or may not be the best policy for you. You don't know. You don't know. You trust them. And I'm not trying to say that insurance agents are devious and committing fraud. I'm just suggesting, wouldn't it be great if we had all the facts?
Let me check out a scenario here. So company, this we'll use the same company, moves from 70 to 40 million annual revenue. They've laid off people, and they are going to be cutting their warehouses from 2 to 1. Now, if they were with you, I'm presuming that they would be able to set that up so that they could get the best price and they could get the maximum coverage, but they would be really clear about what they needed to have now that their revenue's gone smaller, their warehouse square footage is 50% less, and they have 50% fewer employees. Now, mm-hmm. if in 3 months they added the warehouse back, I presume they could get right on the website and immediately change that. And if they're paying monthly, that would change their monthly payment.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not always as easy as you just laid it out. But certainly we would reach out and we would help to make sure that you got exactly done. So when I think about employees as an example, you know, we always push for a pay-as-you-go-work comp policy. In this day and age, why people are still paying off an invoice, I'm not sure. In your example, it's entirely possible that if they were to reach out to their insurance carrier and ask for a payroll endorsement to their policy, that they would instantly start getting a refund on, it's possible that they would get a refund on premiums paid. I don't have all the facts, so I can't say that for sure. But in a pay-as-you-go model, as employees get furloughed or laid off, as the payroll goes down, the expense goes right down with it. They're tied together. And so we would push a company like that to really think hard about a pay-as-you-go payment method. It's in their best interest. There's no reason not to. And as far as the warehouse goes, that's a little bit more complicated because we still own it, and now we've got other people in it. What coverage do they have? Do you want something on top of what they have?
Well, at least we're talking about what do we want the lessee to provide for us in terms of insurance.
That's right.
If you have your leadership team and you reduce them by 20%, while that's down 20%, does that reduce your workers' comp cost?
Typically, yes, unless they're owners, right? So let's say you and I own a company. We may not be covered anyway, right? Because we're not going to sue ourselves.
Right.
So we would exclude ourselves from the policy to begin with. So assuming that that part of the workforce was included in the policy, let's just pick a number and say they made a collective $500,000. If assuming that was included in the price, we should pull that out. So we would reduce our estimated annual premium by $500,000, mm-hmm. and instantly the policy should go down in expense.
Good. So,
and then when you add them, back, or you wait till final audit and you pay for it then.
So what I might then do is encourage all of my clients who have up to 50 employees to get onto Cerity.com and see what they can do.
I would certainly appreciate that. Yeah. We would certainly appreciate that. I think we can help small businesses in California. Look, it's been a really tough time. Mentioned early on, we started in January of 2019 is when we launched. We spent most of 2019, January of 2019, we launched. We spent most of last year doing geographic and industrial expansion. So just as we got into California, coronavirus. So this is a strange, strange time for us as well.
I call it weird.
It is weird. It is a very, very weird time.
And what is it they say about Austin? What do they say about Austin?
Keep Austin weird, although I sometimes see people say Austin is weird enough.
Yes. Well, all right. So what I will do is I will encourage all of my clients with less than 50 employees to take a look at what you're doing, and then I'll get some feedback from them. And if they are happy and they're seeing positive things, then maybe we can introduce you to some of the other 350 EOS implementers around the country.
Wow, that would be fantastic.
Good. So what I'm hearing is that any company with less than 50 employees should take a look at what you're doing at Cerity.com, Cerity.com.
That's right.
And they get up on the website if they have questions. Is it obvious how they can have one of your expert agents to have a conversation with them?
Absolutely. Our phone number is right there, 877-4-CERITY. 8774-CERITY.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's the chat right there. There's a chat okay. bot. What I like to tell people is it's not a bot. If you ask it a question, a real human will give you an answer. Good. And that real human is a licensed agent.
Might be a weird human from Austin, right?
It may very well be. They'll be working from home, but they will be working.
Are you at home now?
I am.
I am as well. I am as well. Good. Well, this is wonderful. Have you heard about the entrepreneurial operating system?
No, I haven't. I wrote that down. And I would love to learn more about it.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to send you a copy of the book Traction by Gino Wickman. And I'll give you a... Now, let me ask you. Do you read on Kindle or do you read paperbacks?
I'm old school. I like to hold the book.
All right. And you'd rather read it than listen to it?
Yes.
All right. One more question. If you were looking at an automobile, this is a Ferrari, would you rather go and open up the hood and look inside to see how it looks? Or would you rather hear stories of people who had owned them? I have a sense as operating officer, you're pretty interested in how things actually work.
I am. So I'm also around the office. I'm the quote product manager, and sometimes they refer to me as the dreamer because I keep coming up with additional product features that I want. So I want to push you for an option three, which is, can I get in and take it for a ride?
Well, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. We got two books. One of them is Gino talking about all the guts of the system, the operating system, how it works. And the other one is Mike Payton and Gino writing about a made-up company and their story of their journey through EOS. Some people are much more interested in hearing the story, and that's inspiring to them, and others want to see the guts. So
I think I would be inclined to look under the hood.
Okay. I'm sending you a copy of Traction. Send it to Cerity or so send it to another place.
So we just moved offices. We outgrew our space.
Oh, nice.
So what a strange time to be moving to new, bigger offices.
All right. Well, email me your address.
I will email you. Yeah, I'll email you the new address. I'd give it to you now, but I don't even know it.
Yeah, email me the new address, and when I get that email, I will send send a copy of Traction, and then in a week or so we'll call and talk about it.
That'd be fantastic. I appreciate it. Excellent. Look forward to it.
Well, this is great. Super. Paul's back. So, Paul, turn on the outro and let's get going.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist.